بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی نبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل العقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا تھیم فار دا پریزنٹ ٹاک از living between Satan and angel. This theme seems to be a very strange theme, but it is not. It is a fact. It is a fact that we have two unseen companions every time. It is our destiny. We cannot escape from it. So every day and night, every morning and evening, we have two unseen companions. These companions are angels and Satan. Why these are our companions, who made them our companions? It is God Almighty, the creator of the universe. God created man for test. You know, to understand this, you have to know the creation plan of God. The fact is that God created a very beautiful world, that is paradise, a perfect world. Then he wanted to some people who deserve to be settled in this perfect world. So he created man and put them on this earth. This earth is like an imperfect model of paradise. So we are here, and every time we are under the watch, under divine watch. So God has made two companions with us, angels and Satan. Now, the fact is that we are living in different situations in this world. God wants to know our reactions, our response. If our response is negative, then we failed. And if our response is positive, then we have stood the test. So this is not very simple process. It's not very simple process. It's not accidental process. Every time we have two companions. So in every situation, these companions activate us. Angels activate us to adopt positive behavior. And Satan activate us to adopt negative behavior. So this is their duty. Both have no power. They cannot impose their decision. Man is free. Man is free to listen their advice or not to listen their advice. To adhere their advice or not to adhere their advice. So man is free. But they are perpetually in your companion. And you know, by creation, we have two windows in our personality. Two windows, two different windows. Now, what are these two windows? These are window of ego and window of conscience. Ego and conscience are two different windows in our personality. These windows are mentioned in the Quran as an-nafsul, an-nafsul ambara and an-nafsul lawwama. An-nafsul ambara means the ego, an-nafsul ambara means the window of ego, and an-nafsul lawwama means the ego of conscience. So at every time, these windows are open every time. So Satan wants to enter through nafsul ambara or through ego, and angel want to enter your personality through conscience. So this is the creation plan of God. This pattern is set by God Himself. So every time you have to be alert. Every time you have to be alert. For example, when someone provokes you or you become angry, then Satan enters in your personality through the window of ego, and he tells you to teach him a lesson, to take revenge. Then at the same moment, angel enters through the window of conscience. Angel says you that, oh man, forgive. Oh man, keep patience, and you will be rewarded by God. So every time we are receiving these two advices. So this is our test. Angels provide us their help when we adopt positive attitude, positive response. And Satan becomes our helper when we adopt negative response. This is very important. And this, we have to be alert every time, every moment, because every moment we are surrounded by these two companions. Now, I will give you an example from the early period of Islam to illustrate this point. Prophet of Islam, when the Prophet of Islam was in Medina. This happened in the first quarter of 7th century. So when the Prophet was in Medina, there was a companion or a Muslim. His name was Abu Masud al-Ansari. No, this is another story. So what happened? One day, Prophet was with Abu Bakr. Prophet was with Abu Bakr, and someone came over there and he was for some reason, due to some reason, he was angry with Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq. So he became he showed his anger, he started abusing him and this and that. So Abu Bakr was silent, simply listening. But when this man kept on saying all those negative words, so Abu Bakr Siddiq wanted to defend himself. But when he wanted to defend himself, the Prophet left and went away. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq met the Prophet of Islam and asked, when that man was abusing and I am silent, you were over there. But when I wanted to defend myself, you left me and you went away. Why? The Prophet said that when you were silent, the angel was giving response from your side. But when you started speaking, the angel went away. So I left you, I also went away. This story is not simply a story. It gives you a very, very important lesson. By this story, you can understand what is the creation plan of God. What is our situation in this world? Every time when we face some situation, so angel tries to activate you to give positive response. Positive response means keep patience, be peaceful, and ignore all those things. This is the advice of angels given to you at that time. Then Satan comes, then Satan enters from the window of ego, and Satan tries to activate you to show anger, to take revenge, all to give some negative response. So now the option is for you. Both are simply advisor. Angel and Satan, both are simply advisor. Both have no power. Laysa likalihim min sultan. So angel and Satan, both have no power. Both are simply advisor. It is upon you. The choice is yours. Either you accept the advice of angel or accept the advice of Satan. This is the crucial test of a man or woman in this world. Now, let us take another example. This example was given in the early history of man. You know, when God created man, the first man, that is Adam, God asked to angel and jinnat You know, Iblis was the head of the jinnat. So at that time there were angels and also there were jinnat. So God said both the communities to bow before Adam. So what happened? Angels bowed, but Iblis, that was head of jinnat, Iblis refused. Then what he said? He said that man is inferior and I am superior. You created man from clay and you created me by fire. So this was his logic. This was the logic of Iblis, that is the head of the jinnat community. So this was the first example set by the history. And this history is repeated every day in every human's life. This history is repeated every day in the life of every man and woman. Every time you face some man or woman and he says you something, he presents something before you, and you feel that if I acknowledge it, then I will be inferior, and that person will emerge as a superior. So when you develop this kind of psychology in your mind, when you develop this kind of psychology in your mind, you see things in this way, that if I accept this and if I acknowledge him, I will be inferior, and that person will be superior. So this is a satanic psychology. This is satanic psychology. It means that you are victim of Satan. But if you follow the path that was followed by angels, angels acknowledged man's position. Angels bowed before Adam. So if you adopt the way of angel, then you stood the test. And if you adopt the way of Satan, then you failed. This is the this is the crucial aspect of our life. We have to acknowledge. Otherwise, we become the victim of Satan. Acknowledgement is a worship. According to my knowledge, I can say that acknowledgement is a worship. There is a hadith that man lam yashkur an-nas lam yashkur Allah. One who fails to acknowledge man, he will fail to acknowledge God Almighty. So acknowledgement is a high quality, very important quality in a human being. To acknowledge the other's position, to acknowledge the other's importance, it is a worship. it is a blessing for you. When you acknowledge you are in worship, you will be rewarded. You will be rewarded for this act. Now, this, you know, the in China there was a great reformer, Zoroaster. So his philosophy was that our world is a perpetual battleground of bad and of good and evil forces. It is Zoroastrian philosophy that our world is a perpetual battleground between good and evil forces. I can say that this was a kind of misunderstanding. It is not battleground of two forces. No. It is battleground of two advisors. Man is between two companions. And these two companions perpetually provide advices, either negative or positive. So it was misunderstood by Zoroaster, and he said that there are two gods and both are engaged in fighting. This is wrong. There are no two gods. Two companions of a man. The fact is that man is here as Khalifa, and there are two different companions with this Khalifa. He is not two gods, but two advisors. So this is the situation of man in this world. So I think that although both the companions are unseen, their voices cannot heard by this ear, you cannot see them, you cannot hear them, but it is there. You can understand their voice by introspection, by contemplation. If you are sincere, if you take things seriously, then you will find that both the voices are here. In every situation, you will hear both the voices. The voice of Satan and voice of angel. They are here. You can feel those voices. Although you cannot hear, you can't listen to those voices, but you can feel. And it's not very difficult to understand those voices. So this is the all God put us on test. At the same time, He provided us as helper in form of angels. Angels are, there is a verse in the Quran, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ سُبَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ اللَّهَ تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا اللہ تخاف والا تہ دنو واپ شروع بل جل نتلتی کن تم تو ادون واپ شروع بل جل نتلتی کن تم تو ادون اٹ مینس دیٹ وین اے پرسن سیز دیٹ دیر نو گاڈ بٹ ون گاڈ وین اے پرسن اڈاپٹس گاڈ آل مائٹی ایز ہز رب ایز ہز لارڈ Then angels, then angels becomes his companions and say that don't be fearful, we are with you. In silent language they say, when you adopt the divine path, you become under the blessing of God, and God sent angels for your help. These angels live in your company every time, so they give you psychological support, they provide you intellectual support, they give you support from inside, they give you conviction about your path. So if you take their advice, if you are sincere about your decision, then every time you will find their advices, their help. But if you deviate from the right path, if you become victim of negative thoughts, then it means that you are under the influence of Satan. If you adopt the right path, the divine path, then it means that you are under the influence of angel. But if you adopt the wrong path, if you adopt the deviated path, then it means that you are under the influence of Satan. So every time you have to be alert, every time you have to live in introspection, every time you have to watch yourself, every time you have to watch yourself, every time you have to see what you are, how is your thinking, what is your speech, what are your activities, everything. So you have to watch your activities. You have to be guard of your own. Be guard of your own. Otherwise you will go under the influence of Satan. Then how you can keep yourself on the right path? According to my knowledge, first of all, you have to read Quran every day. Someone has rightly said that one verse away keep Satan away. One verse a day keep Satan away. So if you read Quran every day with contemplation, and at least one verse, at least you keep your one verse in your mind, then it means that you have saved yourself from the satanic influence. So first of all, you have to read Quran every day. Every day. at least one page or two page, at least one page or two page. So make this your daily routine. Make this your daily routine to read Quran. Then make also this your daily routine that you read some part of the life of the Prophet of Islam in Hadith or Sunnah. All these things are available in different languages. It is necessary to know the Arabic language. Although the text is in Arabic, text of the Quran, text of the Hadith is in Arabic. But I don't think that it is necessary to know Arabic language. No, you can read it in your own language, in English, in Urdu, or any other language, because translations are available in every languages. So you have to read every day some part of Prophet's life. I have found that Prophet's life was Prophets lived a life, very, very eventful life. Prophet's life was an eventful life. All kinds of events are there. When I read Hadith and Sunnah, I am astonished that how all kinds of events are there. Every time I find some guidance about my life, about the society, about the Muslim community. There are so many examples in the Prophet's life. So if you read the life of the Prophet of Islam, you will find that it provides a complete guidance. It provides a complete guidance. Then you have to read the companions of the Prophet of Islam. Companions of the Prophet of Islam. There is a hadith that the Prophet of Islam has said أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. My companions are like stars. My companions are like stars. So you can take guide from these stars. So you have to read also the life of the companions. There are many, many books about the life of the companions, and also these books also are available in translations. Although the original books are in Arabic, but you don't know to learn Arabic, you can read it in your own languages. Then simply reading is not enough. Simply reading is not enough. You have to live a life of contemplation. There is tafakkur and tadabbur. You have to adopt a life of tawassum, tafakkur, tadabbur, that is contemplation. When you adopt the life of contemplation, you will discover so many things every day. You know, universe of fact is enormous. There are enormous facts in this universe. Our mind is capable to understand all these facts. But we need contemplation. Through contemplation, we unfold our mind. Through contemplation, we can understand all those facts. So simply reading some books is not enough. Also, you have to adopt the what is called contemplation. Contemplation is a very, very useful habit. Very, very useful habit. Through contemplation, we reach to all those great things. Then it is also very necessary to enter into intellectual exchange. You have find some intellectual partners. At present, people are interested in enjoyment, in entertainment, so they adopt entertainment partner, enjoyment partner, but this is waste of time. All these things are waste of time. You have to seek at least one intellectual partner, at least one intellectual partner. Because it is my experience that through intellectual exchange, we develop our mind. Intellectual development, it is my experience that intellectual exchange is very, very important for intellectual development. Without intellectual exchange, there is no intellectual development. Although study is necessary, although contemplation is necessary, but at the same time, intellectual exchange is very important. I have read about Umar Farooq. He was the second caliph. He was a great pillar of Islam. So, about the life of the second caliph, there is a reference in some book that Kana yatallamu min kulli ahad. It means that he was always in learning process. He always tried to learn something from others. Every time he was a seeker, every time he was a learner, every time he wanted to know something more. So this is the process of intellectual development. You know, everyone has something to give, something to add in your knowledge. Everyone has something to add your knowledge. Everyone has something to add to your knowledge. So you have to seek help from everyone. So learning process means seeking help from everyone. But intellectual exchange must be in a very serious manner, not for gossips, not for entertainment, not for enjoyment, no, but for enhance your knowledge, for increase your knowledge, for intellectual development. So, intellectual exchange is a great helper towards intellectual development. So, it is also very necessary. So, first of all, you have to read the Quran, then you have to read the life of the Prophet of Islam and Hadith and Sunnah. Then you have to read the life of the companions, and then you have to find some intellectual partner for you. It is also very important. So it is a complete course of life. If you want to live in this world as a true Muslim, if you want to live on this earth as a true Muslim, you have to adopt this culture. And when you adopt this culture, you will find that angels are there providing help. Although they are not observable, although angels are not observable, but they are present over there, and they are giving constantly advice to you. So when you adopt this culture, that is study, that is taking lessons, that is learning process, that is contemplation, that is intellectual exchange, then you will find that angels are giving you great help. But if you adopt the other way, if you are not interested in study, if you are not interested in contemplation, if you are not interested in serious exchange, then you will become victim of Satan. You will fall under the influence of Satan. So I can say that life is a very, 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 very serious opportunity. Life is a very important thing. We have to understand this importance. This is the first chance. When we are here in this world, it is the first chance for us. There is no second chance. After death, we are not going to return to this world again. So avail this opportunity. Every moment is very precious moment. Every day is very precious day. So you have to avail this opportunity. You have to develop a true Muslim personality. You have to understand everything in a serious manner. Then there are another very important aspect, that is dua. All these things are not enough. If you read Quran, if you read life of the Prophet, if you read life of the companions, if you read all those Islamic literature, and if you are engaged in all those things, but at the same time you have to adopt dua. Dua is also very important, very, very important. Without dua, you cannot complete your personality. Dua means asking God. Dua means saying, O God, I have endeavored, I am in a struggle, I am trying my best. Oh God, I am trying my best, but my effort is not enough. You have to provide me help. Without your help, I am incomplete, I am nothing. So this is dua. Dua means seeking God's help, seeking God's blessing. Because man is helpless, man has no power, man knows nothing. God is all-knowing, God is all-powerful, God is the Lord of the universe. So we need God every time. We need God's help every time. So you have to adopt dua as a permanent culture in your life. Dua is a complete culture. Now, dua is not simply to recite some memorized words. Dua is not simply to recite some memorized words. No, it is not dua. Dua is to express your feeling, your deep feeling. Dua is to express your deep feeling towards God. Dua involves your mind. Dua involves your heart. Dua involves all your spiritual faculty. Dua involves all your personality. Then it is dua. Simply recitation is not dua. There is ritual. Dua is a living practice. Dua is a living practice. When you consciously involve your whole personality, then it is dua. And there is a hadith that ad-da'watu la turaddu. Ad-da'watu la turaddu. It means that God is not going to reject your dua. When you make dua, a true dua, you have to believe that God will accept your dua. But it must be a true dua, not simply a recitation. So with all those things that are required, you have to adopt the culture of dua. Without dua, everything is incomplete. For example, if you read Quran, that also involves dua. If you read Quran, that also involves dua. Because you know, the author of the Quran is God Himself. And when you read Quran and you feel that some verses are not very clear to you, you ask God, "Go God, make me clear." So it means that you are consulting the author of the Quran. It is very, very important to know that Quran is the only book the author of which is available every time. You are contact to this author every time. You know, the author of a book can explain that book better than everyone else. So God is available every time. It means that the author of the Quran is available every time. And you consult him. There is a very relevant story in the there was a great scholar. His name was Imam Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah was a great scholar of Islam. So he was a regular reader of the Quran. So when he felt that some verse is not clear to him, so he used to go to some place and pray salat and do sajda. And when he is in sajda, he says, Ya Mawlama Ibrahim Allimni. Ya Mawlama Ibrahim Allimni. O teacher of Ibrahim, tell me. Just like Ibrahim, you explain the verses to Ibrahim, so explain verses to me also. So it means that consultation to the author of the Quran. When you read Quran and you ask God that this passage is not very clear, please explain to me, it means that you are consulting the author. You are consulting the author of the Quran. It's very, very great things. Because author can explain his books. Author is the only authority to explain his books. So God is the author of the book and he is available every time. God Almighty is the author of this book. God Almighty is the author of the Quran. And he is available at every time. Every moment you can ask, Oh God, help me to understand your book. Oh God, help me to understand your book. So when you make this your habit, then you are under the influence of angels. When you make this your habit, then it means that you are under the influence of angels. So this is the secret of life, secret of Islamic life. A true believer must adopt this kind of behavior. So you have to know that every moment we are under the influence of two companions, angel and Satan. A negative companion and a positive companion. Every moment we are compelled to live with two companions. It is our destiny. Negative companion and positive companion. So every time we are under the influence of these two companions, so we have to watch ourselves. So we have to watch ourselves. We have to save ourselves by the influence of Satan. It means that we are not alone in this world. it is really a great news that we are not alone in this world. Our companion is angel of God. It's very great news that we are not alone in this world. Every time we are in companionship of angel. So you have to know this fact. You have to know, avail this opportunity. It is a great, great blessing for us. Every time we are in a blessed position, the only condition is that we must, if we must not accept the satanic influence. This is the only condition. Don't give Satan to enter in your personality from the window of ego. Ego is a window from which Satan enters in your personality. So don't give a chance to Satan. And if you save yourself from Satan, satanic influence, that's enough. Because angel is there. Angel is there. So I can say that we must understand the creation plan of God. Without knowing the creation plan of God, we cannot plan our life in a better way. So this is the most important aspect for every human being. He must know the creation plan of God. Then he must plan his life in accordance with that creation plan. There is no other way to live on this earth. This is the only right way. This is the only right way. We have to plan our life in accordance with the God's scheme. We have no other option. Every other option is a disaster. So, help you and God will help you. This is a simple formula. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.